Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Judgies listeners, look what we got. If you're watching this with your eyeballs, look what we got.
We got I'm Sorry I Eat Beans merch on t-shirts for these jerks.
We heard you loud and clear. Here's the merch.
You got it.
It's a beautiful design inspired by us. The people over at Bonfire did a great job getting it going. Four colors, five colors, white, pink, maroon, black, and purple.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and get your Judgies podcast merch today. It's not excited. A sheesh hat.
It is not. Support us anyway, though, because it's fun.
And don't forget to be always plugging the Judgies podcast with your own I Eat Beans shirt.
Always beans plugging. Bye.
Okay, bye. I'm going to boo that joke really quick, though, Josh. Boo.
Hello, boys, girls, and MBs, and welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name's Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are
the Judgies.
Of course, we are now on the judgiest couch on the internet because we have yet another very special guest. You guys ready for the intro?
Let's hear it.
A Phoenix-based comedian who speaks Italian and Brazilian, the host of a comedy advice podcast. Oh, how did I rhyme this? The host of a comedy advice podcast who had the gall to reach out to us, and a really chill dude who, when it comes to Josh's hair, is actually incredibly rude. It's Stefan Satani.
Oh, clap. Thank you so much. That was a delightful. That was really painful, but
I
it was
really
so...
to boo Josh nice. So hard that whole time, but I didn't want to be rude and I didn't want people to think that I was booing you.
Oh, that's that's quite all right. I especially found delightful the Brazilian. That was very good.
I like that. It's what we call in the biz a slant rhyme.
Real reach.
You know, it was good when I had to pause halfway through and go, how did I rhyme this? What did I rhyme podcast with? Us, of course.
But it was beautiful, and thank you guys for having me. If I could also express my gratitude in a poem that I am making up on the spot. thank you to all you three for having the on the podcast. I'm so excited. I did pee, and now my seat is wet. So thank you. That was it. That was the haiku summit / soliloquy. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank
you. Very good. Very good. So your podcast, great. Amazing. What we were on, we were just on your podcast, episode 297?
That's correct. Yes, 297.
Nice. Were you saving something special for 300, like we didn't make the cut, or?
Yeah, what was up with that?
Yeah, you know, here's the thing, is I thought 300 should be really, really special. So I ended up getting the actor of the movie 300, and we did it. Yeah, it's going to be an in-person, and he's actually, in the intro, he's going to say a poem too, and then he's going to kick me right into the hole in my house, the abyss. So it's going to be a great time.
Now,
he's going to be like, go ahead.
I'm not going to pretend like I know construction prices in Phoenix, but it had to have been insane to install an abyss in the house.
Property taxes are wild.
Indoor, like outdoor abysses are enough, but indoor, I assume in-ground abyss, horrible.
It was pretty crazy, but I think that we have the machinery here, because in Phoenix, there are so many pools being built. They were able to get the backo in, and I just told him, you know, typical Abyss, nothing crazy.
Right.
Just the typical circular shape, because sometimes they do the wavy, or they do those.
You got the Infinity Abyss. Those a little too expensive.
Honestly, the Infinity Abyss return on investment here is going to be perfect.
Exactly. The Affinity Abyss, too, you know, they never fall, so you just keep hearing the screams. So that's an acoustics issue. Yeah. But I ended up getting it installed, and it's wonderful. So nice. I'm ready for episode 300. But 297, that also has a special place in my heart, because the 297th day of my life, I was judged for something that I did, and I feel like a strong connection with you guys, because you guys judge a lot, and I felt like there was a lot of judgment on me in a horrible way. It made me feel a little worse about myself, and I thought, you know what, this is just so fitting, and I'm so glad you called me out on it and judged me on it, Josh.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
I'm really glad you got judged as a 9-month-old. That's really, really cool on your parents' part.
Was the pissing yourself on this episode an homage to what you did to get judged back then?
I am wearing a diaper, so this is just a full circle, just going back to that 9 months. And thank you for doing the math, Christian. That was beautiful. Because
it was bad math. I'm pretty sure it should have been closer to 10 months. Whoopsies.
I was thinking like 12 years. So my math is off. Arizona's a little different, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
You were born on a leap year. We know.
You guys don't observe daylight savings. It's a whole thing.
Wow, Erica, your knowledge is pretty good on Arizona.
Is that a real thing? I was totally just making that up.
Oh, no, we are cowboys through and through. We just shoot into all of our clocks and instead of turning them back. So
I was thinking that when we scheduled the time, I was like, I don't think they do daylight savings. I hope this isn't an issue when he's like, I've been sitting here for an hour. Where the fuck are you guys?
Oh, no. I'm used to it, especially because at my day job, we have to schedule meetings with people on the East Coast, West Coast. And then on one of my jobs, I had to schedule with Italy when I was working with my Italian clients. And so I would have to remember, okay, November, it's 2 hours ahead on the East Coast. And then after March, it's 3 hours. It's so dumb. We really shot ourselves in the foot, literally. Yeah. And figuratively, because now it's on us, where we're like, if we have to schedule any calls with anybody or talk with anyone, it's a little math in the head. So
yeah, and you only have yourselves to blame.
Exactly. Yeah, it really backfired on us. So saw the smoking gun.
I will also say, I was going through your Instagram today. Your Trash or Treasure series, is that relatively new?
It is, yes. You can still smell the fresh stench of the garbage from the trash.
I think it's going to be amazing. I think it's going to be so good.
Oh, I am pleased as punch to hear you say that. And if you guys ever make it on down to Phoenix, we can coordinate a good time, especially with the daylight savings.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sure. Yeah.
I'm there to pick you up at the airport. But you guys are more than... I'm extending my invitation for you guys to appear on the Trash or Treasure show. And if everybody's like, what is the Trash or Treasure show? It's where my co-host, Lamar Mitchell Jr. and I, we host the show, we bring on comedians, and they end up battling certain topics. One says why it's trash, one says why it's treasure, including Thanksgiving dinner, trash or treasure. Fruit roll-ups, trash or treasure.
Oh, I would be so good at this.
I saw
Man
Marvel.
Buns.
Man buns, ooh.
Trash or treasure.
Treasure,
and so,
absolutely treasure.
Oh, I mean... Yes, can I say? You know, Christian, I feel like I'm your older brother, the one that's less successful. I mean,
I don't know if I would agree on that part, but I do. Yeah, older brother vibes. I feel that the success part is what I don't agree with here.
He's saying you're not successful.
I see that. I mean, I am doing a podcast from a back alley, so there's a certain amount. I'm stealing somebody's Wi-Fi, but. Yeah, Trash or Treasure. So that's how it works. And it's a load of fun. We just had our third episode/show at the House of Comedy in Phoenix, and it was a blast. It was awesome. A treasure.
That sounds really fun.
Mm.
It was very good. The only thing that wasn't fun was my co-host. We were going to give away those
Pocky.
I thought
that was the end of the sentence. It's just my co-host. The dude sucks. I can't get rid of him.
I should have looked a little harder.
I mean, I am still accepting applications. But no, he's great. But in this part, he ended up, he wanted to get Pocky chips to give out to people to challenge them for that one chip challenge. And he also, at the store, purchased some edible insects, aka insects, because I guess they're all edible, or most of them. So he challenged me to eat larvae, and I obliged.
Really? Nice. How was it?
It was dry. If they were juicy larvae, like you saw Timon and Pumbaa eat in The Lion King.
Might be a different story.
Yeah, it would not be slimy yet satisfying. It would be disgusting. Yeah. And I had the, it was like sawdust. So I just took it down and it was fine. Yeah.
I did something like that in college. One of my coworkers was like a big health freak and would collect cicadas.
Oh,
and
no.
Eat cicadas.
Mm-mm.
And I was like, that's gross. And then he's like, oh no, you just dry it out and then you like kind of grind it up. And he's like, I guess I'll try it. Tried the little dust of it. I was like, it's not that bad. Then he made like banana bread or something with like cicada. And I was like, that's pretty fun.
I don't like that at all, man.
No.
I don't know how healthy you want to be, but it's not for me.
A lot of protein in cicadas, I hear. And also, Josh, Christian, you look like the type of guy that people would pay money to eat or drink certain concoctions.
Yeah, I could see I could give off that vibe, because I definitely would. I definitely have drank like the half and half at diner tables for $1. You know.
Didn't you finish like half a bottle of Everclear once because somebody told you they'd give you $1?
Yeah, and then I proceeded to instantly black out.
Well, I think you win that one because you got to free Everclear and $1.
No, no, I was drunk and they're like, I actually said you had to drink it in 30 seconds. And I was like, that's literally impossible. And then I proceeded to walk like 10 feet and I was like, I'm going to just take a nap.
Oh, no.
It was the fastest I've ever blacked out. It was insane. It literally, I remember drinking it, walking to the fridge, grabbing a beer, sitting down at the couch, and then just starting like spitting on the floor. I'm like, I think I'm gonna throw up. And then waking up the next morning.
Guys, don't drink. Don't binge drink.
Oh no. Oh,
it wasn't by the way, Josh. Everclear. Let me.
I didn't say that.
I don't have a drinking problem.
This was also like forever ago. So
yeah,
definitely while he was of legal drinking age,
at least 21 when I did it.
Was it 297 days ago? That would have been really special.
Insane.
Did you piss yourself?
No. Surprisingly, I did not piss myself on that one.
That you know of. You were blacked out. You don't remember.
Fair enough. Had enough time to dry up before I woke up in the morning.
I'm thinking maybe now Christian had this influence on me because the worst thing I've done for cash is we were in Nashville and somebody offered...
Cashville?
Yeah, was it 2 summers ago?
Maybe 3 now.
2 or 3 summers
ago. I've lost track since the COVID. I kind of...
But somebody said, I'll buy you 2 beers if you lick the table. I think it's probably the same guy.
It was the same guy.
And he always tries to give you like, when you're like, yeah, I'll do it. He's like, well, hang on. Now I have to change the rules. And so the table was soaking wet with mystery liquids, of course, because it was a public table at a bar and an outside bar and it had rained. And he's like, yeah, just you have to lick
mostly
the table.
Water,
and I was
then.
Like, okay. And he's like, no, you have to do it from here to here. And he drew like a 12-inch thing. And I was like, yeah, man. Then I did it and they gave me 2 beers. And then the next morning I woke up with the worst sore throat.
Dude, do you know how many sins you just licked up on that bar table?
Yeah,
all of the party fouls.
Hey, 2 Budweisers.
Is that the same night I broke my ankle?
It was the same night that you broke your ankle.
We're going off on a tangent here. That night, we're having drinks, we're having fun. We're walking away from a bar and I go, parkour, and like jump off a wall. Just like a quick little like, put my foot on the wall and jump off. Instantly land on my foot wrong and just like that really hurt. And then I just remember the next morning, like, I literally can't put weight on my foot. And they're like, oh, well, we're going to a museum. And I was like, I guess take me to CVS so I can get a splint. And so I just walked all day with a little CVS ankle splint thing on.
I should just include here that this was a boys' trip.
Men.
I don't I think it sounds like a boys' trip. I think it sounds like a boys' trip.
I was going to ask Erica if you were present on this adventure.
I also got very drunk, but I was not with them. I was actually with my mom.
Aww.
At a bar.
What? And then she was like, I dare you to drink this Everclear.
No, I was just professing my undying love for my husband to anybody that would listen to me.
Loser.
Weird.
Joshua took a really cute picture of Christian and sent it to me, and I was hammered, and so I was showing it to everyone. Like, look how hot my husband is. Well, fiancé at the time, but yeah.
That is so sweet. It reminds me of a time where I was taking my wife out, and it was one of her birthday parties, and we were in Newark, New Jersey. And we ended up, Newark, New Jersey. And we were with Tony Soprano, and we ended up drinking a little too much. And I thought it would be a great idea to give my wife a piggyback ride.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pick her up, and everything's going great. And I'm starting to run because why not? And then I pick her up because she's sliding down a little bit. But then it causes me to go lean forward a little bit. I run faster, almost like a Super Saiyan or one of those cartoons where they're just totally bent over, charging full speed. And I lose control, and I see my wife flying over my head.
Yeah.
And I fall. I ruin my jeans that I just bought. It was Black Friday, and I'd gotten some really cool jeans. Tore them completely. And my wife, I thought she was dead. Yeah, they were cooler. Yeah, they got way cooler with those rips. And the wife was okay. She was just laughing. And so she was.
That's good.
Perfect.
That was. Oh,
definitely could have gone down worse than that.
Yeah. What if she had just broken her teeth off and she smiled and then.
Then you'd have to leave her. It would have been awful.
Yeah, I would have had to. Can I have that engagement ring back, babe? Sorry about that. Ooh. But. I need the pearly whites in my
spot. I actually don't have dental right now, so. Well, guys, we don't just tell stories on this podcast about how we got way too drunk and regret it. We also podcast on this podcast. Ooh. And that involves us reading stories online about people and judging people in them, with them, about them. And sometimes Christian does that.
Sometimes I read.
Christian, somebody left us a comment today that said, oh, his reading's gotten so much better.
Aww.
That's really nice.
I agree with that. I have been keeping up with the judges and stellar episodes through and through.
Thank you.
Christian, your reading level has gone up to at least third grade.
I'm glad because I've been paying a lot for these tutoring classes. All right. First story today comes from Am I the Asshole?
Ooh, a new one?
Whoop.
Am I the asshole for getting angry at my girlfriend over how to split the gas accurately?
Split the gas?
Yep.
You just spread the cheeks and...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Farts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
My girlfriend and I were going on a trip with her car, and we were working out how to split the gas correctly.
Okay.
Her idea was to collect all their receipts every time we fill up, and then in the end, we'll just simply divide it in two.
It's reasonable.
I explained to her that this method is not very accurate and suggested a much more accurate and fair method.
Okay, this has to be like some fucking Pascal's triangle-ass bullshit for me to believe that it's more accurate than divide by two.
You would think so. It should just be that easy, right?
Right.
I told her that before we leave, she'll fill up the tank, and then every time after that, when we go to get gas, we will split every filling evenly. Then, when we return, we'll fill the tank and split that. She didn't understand this method at all and claimed that if we do it my way, she'll be spending more money.
Correct.
I tried to explain to her in so many different ways, but she just wasn't getting it. She offered to do it my way, and she said she trusts me, but I was determined to make her understand.
Just mansplaining. Is this actually gaslighting?
It might be.
I think he's a gas hole. He's not just a asshole.
Got
am
him.
I think gas hole.
After explaining it so many different times, she told me she got it. And I was so happy. I told her, we can do it her way, though.
What?
She's just giving in like, yeah, honey, I understand. Well, we could do it your way now that you understand.
I just had to make sure you understood. So we go on the trip, and the tank is almost full before we leave. We intend on splitting every single time. We arrive home, and the tank is about halfway full now. I asked her what she wanted to do about the gas, and she offered me $20 in compensation for the remaining gas in the tank. The Challenger, I asked her how she knows it would be $20 on the dot.
The Challenger?
Oh, she told me she's just estimating that. And I ended up getting angry and told her that this is why her method isn't accurate and we have to use mine instead.
She would literally have receipts. What do you mean?
But the tank wasn't completely full, so how are you going to know?
Is this your guys' friend that was like, well, I told you you had to drink it in 30 seconds.
So it might.
Just pouring Everclear into the gas. Like, well, it burns, it combusts.
She then suggested that we just go fill up the tank and split that, to which I explained that wouldn't work because we didn't leave on a completely full tank.
Oh, my goodness.
And in the heat of the moment, I called her fucking dumb.
What?
Whoa.
Was the heat of the moment. I didn't mean it.
Well, like,
I was all gassed up. Yeah.
I know she's fucking dumb, but like I wouldn't say it to her face. She ended up crying from this. And I told her that she's playing the victim and needed to get some more self-esteem.
Oh, my goodness.
She's not going to get it from you.
Wow.
This is insane.
Wow.
I was angry because I had spent so much time trying to explain my method to her, and she told me that she understood it, only to demonstrate a complete lack of not understanding. I tried calling to apologize and texted her a bunch of times, telling her that I went too far and I didn't mean to call her dumb. I meant to call her method dumb. She said she's angry at me because we went on a trip with her car, which adds wear and tear on her vehicle, kilometers put on there, and etc., which is stuff she'll have to pay for, yet I'm causing drama over $20 worth of gas. To me, the point wasn't how much the gas cost. It was about trying to prove to her why her method of splitting gas wasn't accurate.
No, we get that, buddy. We understand that it wasn't the money that was the problem. We understand you have a God complex.
And I'm just so frustrated over this. Am I the asshole here? I know calling her dumb went over the line, and I'm not excusing that, but I think my anger was justified here.
No.
You are absolutely the asshole. Equal is not always equitable.
Wow. I like Dang. That.
That's a I good, mean, yeah, it's a nice quote.
But also here, it's like, it doesn't matter. Why do you care so much about your method being the right way?
He was about to come up cash by getting paid $20.
Yeah.
At the end.
This is, so when he, at the beginning, when he first was like, no, this is how we're going to do it.
Yeah.
When we get the car or when we, you know, first start to leave, you fill up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we'll split everything all the way to the end. Yeah. And then when we get home, we'll split it. Then he says that'll be equal. We'll you know, be splitting it 50-50. No, you're not, because she just paid the first one.
Yep.
She's paying more either way.
That's what all the comments are about.
Can we pump the brakes for just 1 second and mm-hmm. just park and examine where this person is from by the way that they said fillings? Do you guys say that when
we're
going to do the fillings of the car tank?
No, but I mean, we have like a gas station in our hometown that's referred to as the filling station.
Mm. I don't really say gotta gas it up.
Gotta
of course
gas it
you
up.
Do.
Yeah. Pull over, babe. I gotta gas up.
Yeah, I gotta put that petrol in my gas hole.
They must be from Canada, right? Because they're talking about kilometers, but then they're also talking in dollars. So like,
there's other countries besides the U.S. and Canada that use dollars
and kilometers.
Yeah,
dollars and kilometers.
I don't know.
They'd be calling it pounds over across the pond.
Yeah, righto. That's exact. That was Australian, I think.
What does Australia close use? Enough.
Yeah, crikey. Yeah, just throw some shrimp in the gas tank. That's
How does he expect to like? Do they live together? Did they say that? Because is he doing this with rent and utilities?
I was going to say, I don't want to maybe take a peek too far into your marriage, Stefan, but this screams Venmo couple. Of like, okay, well, I paid for dinner, so you have to Venmo me exactly $8.93 for your burrito. And it's like,
ooh,
why?
Yeah.
You just get dinner next time.
Yeah. This is
well,
exactly.
Well, that's not equal.
Maybe this is too much insight into my marriage, but my wife and I, we just went in all in on everything together. So I'm like, you know what? If we don't end up well, just kill me. And then you can get the insurance money because I don't want to worry about it. That's
We'll bleep that, though, so that she can still get it if it happens.
Oh, yeah. I think that I heard some footage.
Yeah,
you
Erica
guys
really
talking
fucked
about
it for us.
Some incriminating.
I'm just trying to look out for him and his.
Well, the thing is, they paid for the additional Abyss insurance. So in case of accidental Abyss entrance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. We do have that guy from 300 on standby. Yeah. So we can make it look like an accident.
Yeah.
Sure. We'll still bleep it just for, you know, to cover everybody.
I think that's best.
Yeah.
That's best. We'll put this in the Abyss. Beautiful. But yeah, definitely asshole guy. 'Cause also he says, oh, here's my way, that your way's dumb, but we can do your way. That's fine.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, we can do your way if you want. He's like, okay, let's do my way. Just to challenge her and prove her wrong. And I don't like people that do that. I like people that just say, I disagree with you or I agree with you. Not, let's do your way and then I can prove you wrong through.
Exactly. There's the point that you make, like, I just need you to understand what I'm telling you. I don't care which way we do it, but I need you to understand what I'm saying and then move on. Then you guys figure it out. I get that a lot because it's this one right here does that to me all the time.
You do it to me.
I think long story short is he was saying, this guy in the story was saying that her way was trash and his way was treasure.
Oh, and my gosh.
Feel free to boo him.
No, I'm going to yay that. That was treasure. That was like a little gold doubloon in my treasure chest. Like
too much power. Josh can't have the soundboard.
I feel like this man's or person's, I don't know if he's a man or not, but their inside tank, their gas hole needs to be filled.
Mm-hmm.
And
it
needs to be filled with the words of their significant other. And
that's not her responsibility.
Well, she's pouring out her fluids, and he needs to accept. His hole's closed. If he opens it up, he will be filled with her wisdom.
Yeah.
And he will, you know, if you listen to somebody, you can kind of see their side. But I don't think he even tried to
no.
see her side.
No,
absolutely not.
Nope. Put the cap on that tank, and he's all clenched. So there's nothing getting in there.
Well, there could have been a barrier. He was already filled up before they left with words.
Okay.
And so like he was planning on through the trip releasing those words, but he never got that chance because she's like, no, let's just do it the logical way and split everything 50-50 like a normal pair of people would do.
Yeah, but if you don't start at zero, like at 100, how are you going to know when you're at zero? You know, like he's on to something here.
Is he?
Yeah. What do you did you even listen to his method? We went through it.
Also,
it sounded like the right method.
No, it didn't.
Christian, explain it to Ricky. Explain it to her. It sounds like she doesn't understand.
Let's have a man explain it. Well, the podcast was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, this was a great time, guys. Thank you.
I think the math part of me is also going insane because, like, the last little word problem that he posited to her where she says, like, I'll just give you $20 and we'll call it good. And then he says, like, how are you going to know? You can just fill up the tank and then drive it down to where it was and then fill it up again. And then there's your X fucking variable. You know the difference in gas.
Yeah, you could literally do a math problem on this and would be simple enough.
You've been driving and filling up the tank, I don't know, for a week?
No, they actually just went down the street is the weird part.
Also, it's her car.
Yeah, that's the crazy part.
I think she's going to know at what point it's $20 worth.
You know what would solve this? Just go 50-50, both of yous, and buy a Tesla.
There we go.
That way, you can charge it, and you can make the whole trip.
Yeah.
Probably on autopilot, so you guys can talk to each other and
maybe hash this out.
Honestly, you guys know that communication is always what I'm pushing for, but I don't think it's going to work here.
Well, they can set the Tesla, the voice, to, like, therapist mode, and then maybe they can, like, supercharge their relationship back up.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Elon Musk put that in for only, like, 2 Dogecoin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you can get
it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nah. Give me the next story. I'm done with all these puns.
All right. We're on to the next story.
Erica's
patience is on empty. Sorry.
Boo.
I thought all the puns were S-class. Series S?
Oh, fuck. I don't know Tesla,
this
guys.
This is embarrassing. Well, you know, I can't go too far in a podcast without talking about poo, so here we go. Am I the asshole?
I feel like it has been a while since you've brought up a shit story.
I had a shit-adjacent story.
That's
and
right.
This one's adjacent to that story, so...
A J-shit.
Am I the asshole for bringing my poop gloves when I moved in with my girlfriend
Hold on.
Wanting to keep them?
Hold on. Poop gloves?
We all have poop gloves, though, right?
I feel...
Yes.
Maybe...
It's in Arizona, yes. Absolutely. It's a...
It comes with all the abysses.
The abyss is multi-purpose, and then, you know, you just squat over it, and then you just take on your poop gloves and give it a little samurai wipe. Yeah.
That's the worst spinoff of a Cartoon Network show I've ever heard of. The thing is, I think it's weird that he has a pair of poop gloves, because the way me and my girlfriend do it is like, she buys the first box, and then I buy the next box. That way we split it 50-50. You know what I mean?
Oh,
this isn't like a family cloth situation? Mm-mm. You just wash the gloves?
No, I Venmo request her every time I buy poop gloves for 50% of it.
So have you thought about just... I know that it costs a little bit more, but just buying a reusable poop glove?
I hate the environment, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. I buy poop gloves and straws in this. It's like a combo. So I'm sipping and shitting at the same time. It's fantastic.
Just, how many straws today, Reginald? Roll a die, roll a D100. 87? Wow. Gonna have to Venmo my girlfriend even more money. Oh. Fuck turtles, as you...
I'm glad you got it settled, Josh. My wife and I have just... She's like, I'll give you $20 and that'll cover it. And I'm like, well, babe, I mean, do you know how much poop gloves are these days? So I go her way, but then I show her that my way's right.
Right,
right, right.
And how do you know? We don't know how many poop gloves we had left in the box. So, like, is $20 even going to... Is that going to cut it?
When she moved in, we didn't have a full box of straws.
All right.
Let's get into the story.
Do you need to lobby your senators? Because the minimum wage needs to be raised. Because if you look at the graph of minimum wage and how it has stagnated and the price of poop gloves and how it's been going up since 1981.
I mean, probably, but...
Poop gloves have increased by 539%.
Boys, let's stay on topic here.
All right. I'm glad you're here, Erica. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
This is so dumb and weird, so apologies in advance. I have been with my girlfriend for just over a year now. Let's call her Sophie. Because this is kind of weird, and she doesn't want me using her real name.
Oh, I thought I was going to say, because she doesn't have a fucking choice, I'm using the poop gloves.
She's amazing, and we're very happy. And we just moved in together. We've been living in a flat for just over a week now. Living together has been fun. But we're learning a lot about each other. Anyway, today she just came out of the bathroom and said, "Hey, what's with the marigolds in the bathroom?" What's marigolds? I don't know what that is. That's a flower, right?
Yeah. Must be a brand of gloves.
They're always there. And are they yours? So without thinking, I said, "Yeah, don't touch them. They're my poop gloves." She said, "You're fucking what?"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Appropriate response.
Natural.
Some context here. These are a pair of yellow cleaning gloves, the type you'd wash your dishes with, that I keep on the highest shelf in the bathroom. She can't even reach it. I've had them there and other pairs for a lot of my life. I put them on every time I go to the toilet. She is really horrified when I explain what they are for.
Mm-hmm.
My hands get really dry and I have eczema, so it's not good for me to be washing my hands all the time. When I was younger, they would crack and bleed after washing them, so my mom bought me a pair of gloves and told me to wear them whenever I go wee or poo, and then take them off before I leave. I called them my poop gloves, and the name just stuck.
The issue isn't the name. We're not upset.
That's almost more disgusting than what I thought they were going to be used for. Uh-huh. I thought it was, isn't it India where you just, this is your Charmin?
Yep.
The Charmin left Southpaw.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. You always shake hands with the right hand because the left hand is your poop glove. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah.
That's why they call it degloving.
No, it is not.
Sophie is disgusted that I don't wash my hands.
Yes.
She doesn't want them in the house, mm-mm. But it's something I've always done and I can't be arsed with getting back. Can't be arsed with getting back eczema again.
Okay.
That's supposed to be Arsed. Arsed. A-R-S-E-D.
I can't be bothered. Arsed is, yeah, it's a British way of saying bothered.
I just think she's being unreasonable about this. So am I the asshole for not wanting to get rid of my poop gloves?
No.
Listen, I have a lot of issues with this person and what they're doing, but you can't say that it's that his him not washing his hands is bad. His hands are clean.
They're clean.
They're inside the gloves. They're inside the gloves. They're clean.
Technically, they're clean. Technically, they're clean. Well, technically, depending if he takes it one off with one hand and then the other hand, then they're dirty. Mm-mm. But if he just like bites them,
I just sort of take it like. Do this until they fall off.
You ask any healthcare worker or any food service worker if their hands are clean before they put in on gloves.
Yeah.
You need to wash before you put on gloves.
Yeah, you scrub
them. And also after you put off, to take them off.
Yeah.
So you think the inside of the glove is dirty? Come on.
No, but there is still a chance that there is a micro tear in those gloves that contaminates your hands while you're using the gloves.
That's where he gets the Marigold. They're the best in the market.
Also, people tend to use gloves willy-nilly, and they're touching all sorts of things, and you're getting cross-contamination all over the place.
Not these ones. These are poop gloves.
These are
even worse.
Have a designation. The Marigolds are poop-only purpose.
No.
It's not a multi-purpose like the Marisilvers. The Marigolds are just like premium poo gloves.
Yeah.
Nope. I don't like this at all. None of it. All bad. This guy sucks. On to the next one.
Whoa. This poor bloke. He everyone's got their little idiosyncrasies, and I feel that although this is very, 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 very odd, I feel like there's somebody out there that's gonna love him for exactly who he is.
Somebody's gonna hear this and be like, why did I not think of that?
Somebody who lives in this very house has extreme eczema on their hands.
And guess who's getting poop gloves for Christmas?
Although Aurora is much shorter than me, so unfortunately it will be on a shelf that I can reach.
I want to know Aurora's opinion on this because I feel like she would be appalled at a poop glove. And also, they make medications and lotions and things for eczema.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do enjoy... obviously, anti-poop glove over here. I'm going to go out on the stance. I think they're trash. But... I so much love this dude's like, oh no, like I understand why it's fucked up, but here's the best excuses that I've got to defend it. Too high a shelf. I've always
poop
done
can't
it.
Reach that high. The poop particles can't reach that high. It's like a tree
point.
Line.
That's a great point.
What do you think? Fucking gravity exists. I've always done it and just come on. Like
my mom said
horrible,
it was okay.
Horrible defenses.
Erica, you're not even listening to his method.
If you're going to have as asinine of a method as poop gloves, you have to have rocks out. You have, how old did he say his age?
He does not say his age.
I presume you're like 28. You've had 28 years on this earth to figure out, to explain to a significant other of what's going on, and you have failed your task.
Here's another question. What does he do when he travels? Does he bring a pair of Marigolds with him?
Great question.
I do have to let you guys know, he does have an edit here that might change all of our opinions.
I doubt it.
As so many people have been asking, yes, I do wash the gloves while I'm wearing them. Just as you would with your actual hands.
Good.
I do with soap and water after I shit. But I won't lie and say that I always use soap after I go wee.
Oh, okay.
But I always at least give them a rinse. That makes it better, though, right?
Yes.
Your whole argument's flushed down the toilet.
That was. I'm glad you let us marinate in that stench of a story before you gave us the edit. That is.
Yeah.
Is it
I'm
still
upset.
Yes.
I'm upset. I don't like it. This is bad. Also, I am glad that he is not using the poop glove like a poop knife.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's where I thought this was going.
Worst case scenario, he's handling physically. You don't know poop knife?
No. What is a poop? Do I want to know?
We just glaze over it. Everybody knows what a poop knife is.
It's as American as apple pie.
So a poop knife is a steak knife that you keep in your bathroom. So when you have an exceptionally large log, you saw it in half with the poop knife so that it goes down easier.
Now there's been... There's been attachments.
Oh, got
like,
it.
Yeah.
Arizona, we have poop pistols. We just shoot it off.
It's actually where they got the name pistol from. There are attachments as well where like they put on the end of a stick that way like, you don't have to get your hands in there. Although a poop glove combined with poop knife would solve that issue.
No. Elbow high marigold gloves would solve the issue.
You're just Dexter's mom.
Can we just
Dexter's
not
laboratory.
Touch the poop? That's all I'm asking.
That's what the knife's for.
And then you just lick it clean, even though mom says you're not supposed to lick a knife. I know. I'm going to cut my tongue. Never have done it, mom.
Joshua, I'm going to puke.
Been licking,
please stop
been licking it. Knives my whole life. Never.
I just, what if you did like scissors instead? Because that way it's kind of like a clean snip. Mm-hmm. Knife, steak. I've never cut through a steak and it's been so smooth like butter. You know, you got to just saw at it like a lumberjack. So I can't imagine somebody just sitting there just sawing away.
Oh, also, no, you stand like, up. Also, you stand up to do it.
Also, the poop would be suspended in water, which only makes it harder.
Oh, God.
And do you wipe before or after? Because, like, if you wipe before, you got toilet paper to compete with now that you're...
Right. And then it's like putting your napkin over your steak and then trying to cut it.
We got some experimenting to do on the break, guys.
But then also... What was I going to say? I forgot. Go on.
No poop gloves, no poop knives.
Yes. Leave your poop alone.
Listen.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Christian, all of the poop stories I feel like could just be solved by today's sponsor, Tushy.
Dude, if you manifest this, I'm gonna
lose
it.
We're not sponsored by Tushy, guys. We want to be.
Wait, what is Tushy?
A bidet?
Tushy is the best bidet on the market. Easy to install. It's out. They're just a bidet that costs like $80.
Tushy 3.0 now available.
I just heard the gentle growl of somebody hungry for Tushy.
The bidet.
That was weird. That came out so weird. Good thing we could clean it up with Tushy. It's got. Just
we're snipping this and we're sending it to him.
I'm so hungry for Tushy. I've got my poop knife. I've got my poop fork. I've got my poop bib.
Stop it.
Stop we're gonna have it. A poop picnic over here.
You guys, okay.
A poopnic.
Slightly on topic, but also slightly tangent. There was a TikTok that I saw the other day.
Okay,
I sent it to you. This old woman was arguing with her husband, and she told him to lick her round and brown. And that is my new favorite term for butthole. Round and brown.
She must be getting
brown.
She's confident in her ability to identify the shape and color.
Okay, go on. I just had to share. That was so fucking funny.
No, listen. That was beautiful. Yeah. That was wonderful.
We're taking a poop knife to this episode because we're breaking it right now. We're hitting a break. We'll be back in a second. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, jeez.
Guys, it's cuffing season. And you know what that means?
I don't. What does that mean?
People are breaking up and they're linking up.
Okay. Is that what cuffing means?
Like handcuffing.
Oh. Yeah.
So, how about we help incorporate some handcuff into the bedroom?
I mean, handcuffs could make for some really great sex. And like, everybody deserves great sex. But let's be real. Not everyone is having great or even good sex. Luckily, there's a podcast from Lemonada called Good Sex to talk about it.
Each week, you'll hear two real people, a real-life couple or a pair of friends, ask each other frank and, frankly, hilarious questions. They'll spark an honest conversation about why they aren't having good sex and the hopes that they can learn new things and put the good back in the good sex.
This podcast will dive into everything from communication that could use improvement, the constant togetherness of the pandemic, interruptions by kids and mental hangups, understanding what keeps these couples from having good sex just might give you some ideas for how you get your own best sex life.
Season 3 of Lemonada Media's Good Sex premieres November 9th. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks, Good Sex.
And welcome back. Guys, poop knives don't work that great, we discovered.
Oh, at least if you put the toilet paper on top first. We didn't get enough time to try pre-wipe.
Well, next time we're going to try just one poop at a time instead.
Yeah. Stacking them all on top of each other, not the move as well. That's like you're asking to.
Listen, I took my one poop of the like I took my bi-weekly poop like yesterday, so I'm good. I was not part of this whole thing. I probably could have used a poop knife, but, you know.
Maybe a poop spoon. My wife is also very irregular. And maybe we can talk about that off the pod. Because we've been looking for ways to get her.
Hell yeah.
You know, out of her shell. Or at least her round.
We're just concerned about.
Round and brown.
Round and brown.
Turn that frown upside down.
We're worried about wifely colon health on this podcast, all right?
Yeah, mine's not great.
You need to take your dumps daily and nightly and ever so wifely.
I heard on the Power Hour, I forgot your friend's name, but Jake. He is just a
shitting
brown
machine.
Factory.
Shitting machine.
He put me to shame.
It must be something that I attract. I attract frequent shitters in friends. I don't get it. You're by proxy.
I'm only your friend by proxy? I mean, I guess.
It sounded rude, but like... Kinda, because it's like, if I wasn't here, you guys would have never crossed.
That sounds like we're adversaries.
We played volleyball before we met you.
Yeah, Christian, get out of here.
You guys both knew me at that time. That's the only reason that happened.
Well, you always got to have that token irregular one in the group.
Yeah,
that's fair.
The one that just everyone goes to take a.
I'm regular. I'm gumball head. Rigby Morty type guy over here, because this is a regular show on the shitter.
Yeah. You got there.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that, but you made it.
Did well.
And guess what? We also made a circle jerge this week. That's where we like to jerge around this circle. Of course, joined by our special guest. Would you say a savant, a genius, an extremely experienced podcaster, if anything?
All of the above, yes. Thank you.
Okay.
So yeah. Christian's got a little special something for us.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard a previous episode. I was coming up with a couple of spinoff podcasts. I mean, we're kind of getting big. And I know you're kind of an expert, so I was wondering if maybe you could review a couple more spinoff podcast ideas I have and kind of tell me if they even have any legs to them.
My tummy is rumbling with a hunger for podcast names and ideas. So
I mean,
please
right back
feed
to
them
poo,
to me.
Huh?
I'm if hungry. I haven't quite... I'm going to shit out the names because they sound like they're going to be awful, but let's give it a try.
Bother.
I'm kidding. Christian, I kid.
Josh, I don't know how... Did you look at my phone?
No. He just made a Winnie the Pooh quote.
Here's the first podcast. This was the last one on my list, but it's called Oh Brother... And it's just me and my brothers reviewing Winnie the Pooh episodes.
Oh, brother?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you should like that with your slant rhymes.
I felt like oh, brother wouldn't work well enough, so it's oh, brother.
I love that. I feel like it's honey. I think I can also... Well, hold on. Let me see if I can... Try and do a poo voice.
Okay.
Try and poo myself. Christopher Robin. Hello. No, that's a really creepy Winnie the Pooh, isn't it?
That was actually pretty good. I thought that was pretty good. I haven't watched Winnie the Pooh in probably 20 years. So in my head, that sounded right.
Oh, okay. So okay, good.
Once you run out of Winnie the Pooh content, you can always go into Oh Brother and Me or...
Yeah.
Oh, brother, where art thou? And you can just keep reacting to, what's that word? Band of Brothers. You know.
Do you think I should include my father so it can kind of be like brother-father kind of combo there? Brother?
No.
Okay. Mm. No, that's fine. Fuck
Maybe
you,
Maybe you
Dad.
Could make it just a full brothel. No, but then the brother is out. Yeah, so no, never mind. That was a bad idea.
Mm. Yeah. Well,
okay.
This one's probably a good idea. This one I'm labeling it as talking to myself, and I'm just gonna find another person named Christian Kleckner, and I'm just gonna fucking ramble for so long, and then just have them be like, "Yeah, I guess, yeah, okay."
Now this heavily relies on them having the exact same personality as you.
I mean, I guess, yeah. That like, what's your guys' inner monologue sound like? Do you have conversations with yourself?
Yes, all day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so is it a
You're
similar
not good
personality?
Enough.
Or?
I hate myself. Don't do this. What are you doing?
Yeah, so I don't need a person with the same personality as me.
I'm sinking so much money into this hole in my fucking living room. It's the worst idea I've ever had.
Mine has my a lot wife of curse wanted... words. Mm, even I more see. Curse yeah. words than normal.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially directed towards others. Like, you fucking idiot. I can't. Why are you even fucking talking to me?
Jesus. Erica, do you think you're rude?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, all right, okay.
I can be, for sure.
I feel like, Erica, you are direct, and I relish that, because my wife is... When I spent my time over on the East Coast and people were rude, in quotes, I felt so happy and so nice, because I knew exactly how they felt towards me. I was like, you know what? I will go fuck myself. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's great. You are walking there. So, and you, it's just bad because here, sense. Yeah, because here everyone's like, oh, hey, yeah, how's it going? You look great. And then they turn around and they're like, that was a horrible haircut. And so, and I don't know. And so nobody's told me. The hair is just drooping down. Now I look like Christopher Columbus that went to the shop at the Gap, and it's not a great look for me. So if I was in the East Coast, it would be different. I'd have my hair slicked back like Jersey Shore, and I'd, you know,
look like a real piece of shit. I don't know if you watched I think you should leave season 2, but we'll call back to you guys. I've watched that. All right, let's go to the next podcast idea here. This one's...
How many do you have?
I mean, I got 3 more.
Okay. That's a manageable amount.
I mean, I have a fourth one, but it's kind of in depth. I didn't want to get too deep for you guys. This next one is called the Fun Guy Podcast, and it's kind of a spinoff of our A Boring Podcast.
Nice.
This one's about mushrooms.
This one, well, fungus, not nice. Just mushrooms. We're talking athlete's foot. We're talking
histoplasmosis.
Yeah, we're talking.
Do we talk slime molds on this podcast?
Sure.
Slime molds aren't funguses.
Oh,
idiot.
Oh,
it's a misnomer.
Moron.
Absolute wrong dingus.
Christian. And so for this one, I didn't think I would really host this podcast. I was kind of thinking I'd find like two, I don't know, like college frat, like kind of bar stool energy, but like super into funguses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What was the name of it?
The Fun Guy Podcast.
Can I pitch a name change?
Okay.
If you're going bar stool, can we change it to like call her fungi? Or call her fungi. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Maybe call him Fun Guy, since it's a him. Call her Fun Girl and call him Fun Guy.
There we go.
Fun Guys, but it's a fun guy and a fun girl. And they
I
talk
like
about
the original
fun guy.
Name the best.
Thank you, Erica. I know I'm the best.
I would listen to that. I love mushrooms, by the way. Not the really? Not the hallucinogenic ones.
Shit,
I've never tried those.
Dude.
But I'm on them right now. But no, if you guys ever want to chat about chaga mushrooms, about cordyceps, about reishi, and
do you enjoy eating or just looking?
Oh, I just like to look. I just go out into the forest and I just stare at them. I'm like,
what's your opinions on lion's mane?
Oh, so good. It helps with, what is it, NFG? So it helps with your...
How's the brain fog? You know it's go away?
What are you talking about, man?
I did a little bit of research. My bad, guys.
He has. He's really gone into the... Have you done the pilot episode of Funguses?
Don't tell Josh. I don't want to make him mad that I did it without him.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay,
you're going to keep doing it, and I'm going to have more and more W's. You're going to have more and more L's.
Oh, my God. Here's,
that's
more
the
L.
Only,
oh, fuck.
The only
that
mushroom
was so
I know.
Good.
Listen, just put a nice little button cap on that topic and get out of here.
We're getting out of here.
Yeah.
Next podcast, this one, I think it might be good. It's called NFTs. And so we're going to weekly brainstorm an NFT to release at the end of every week. And we're just going to make so much fucking money, and we're just going to fucking destroy the environment.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely crush that bitch.
Yeah. So it kind of works in conjunction with the Fungi Podcast, because of course those grow on dead trees. So
not always,
sometimes dead biomass. They consume biomass, and with all the trees dead
right.
from all the logging that NFTs do, boom.
And then, you know, if you guys had maybe a hibiscus or an Earl Grey while you did it, could be NFTs.
There we go.
And that
that's
could
where
be
I
your...
thought this was going.
That's where
my,
I thought it was
the
going
The wordplay
too.
I had was like tease, because it's like, oh, we're teasing. What
yeah,
are NFTs
no, we
be
understood
tweak?
That part.
No,
yeah,
we didn't.
No, we got that came through crystal
yeah,
clear.
We got it.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't. I thought you were going to talk about tea. Like,
That's what I had thought too, Erica. I thought he was gonna go into the tease. So maybe you could do. Maybe you could also do like a strip tease while you talk about these NFTs while drinking tea.
Or you could spill the tea. Give me all that hot gas.
That's what this my God. For.
We're just changing our name to NFTs.
All right. Here's my last one for you guys. This one I think might be the best one yet. This one's called Mycology.
Now,
about mushrooms.
This one's actually about mushrooms, yes.
It's not about mycobacteria?
No. This it's one's not about specifically Mike. Mushrooms. The other one is kind of fungus. It's kind of broader. This one's a little more niche.
Okay.
I
didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
I said mycobacteria is way cooler.
Lame.
I'm upset.
Why?
And here's why. Now, I've had this running bit, okay? And I'm going to say some language here. I might have to bleep it out. Whenever Christian's episode, it's his turn to edit, I drop ivermectin. I might say ivermectin here. I might say ivermectin there. Because I think it's funny. And this is his ploy to get back at me because I fucking hate looking at mushrooms. They disgust me. They disturb me. What's that thing where you don't like small holes? Agoraphobia?
Trachophobia?
Trachophobia?
Something with a T. Yeah. I'll Google it.
Got that specifically for mushrooms.
Really?
I hate it.
That's not how... Okay.
Well, I mean, you just don't like any mushrooms.
I don't like looking at them, and I'm going to have to make this...
1.6 million mushrooms in the world. Not one of them tickles your fancy?
The species one of them... are just individual plants of mushrooms.
Reishi mushrooms look kind of cool.
Reishi's pretty cool. Turkey tail? Looks like a turkey tail.
The fear of mushrooms is called mycophobia.
No, I don't have that. Just the small holes part.
Okay, well, hold on.
Wait, mycophobia? What was this podcast called? Mycology? I'll host a sister podcast, Mycophobia.
Trypophobia.
I think I'll host a sister podcast where I just talk about everything that's not mushrooms.
Okay. Oh. That's pretty broad, but I mean... I think this is going to be the hardest part about the Mycology podcast is... And the way I envision
getting an audience?
His ass.
No way.
It'll just be you two.
No, there's going to be weirdos that just love mushrooms like this guy. Don't let them know that I pointed at him, but...
That's totally fine. You know what? You know what I would call it, though? Shroom for one more?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. So good.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like that... It's a little punny. I think that one almost... You have to have somebody with a good sense of humor on that one. Mine, I'm imagining like an Alton Brown kind of personality. I want it to be very dry and like...
Is that
dumbed down?
Is that NPR?
No, that's also... Food Network.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Good Eats.
You could have Alton Brown, and then he talks about the mushrooms as he cooks them, and then puts them in his food.
It can be
hallucinogenic. It can be toxic. It can be whatever. And he just experiments it.
I fucking knew it was a good idea to bring these up to the fucking pro. Do you see how he's punching these up? You guys are just fucking. Telling me I'm dog shit, and he's actually punching them up.
First of all, I have
you guys are
never...
trying to bring me down.
Well, Bruce, your mycology has become a weecology, Christian, because I feel like we are just rooted in this together, and we are just gonna weecilium into what's all the
mycelium
top of the mushroom.
Nice.
Yeah. Mycelium is our psyllium.
I know that we are being very silly, but.
Oh, yes.
I need to shoehorn this joke in.
Of course you do.
I intentionally ate hummus before this because, one, hummus slaps.
No, it doesn't.
To shoehorn this in.
Technically.
That's true.
Hummus, yeah. Hummus, 100%
true.
It slops, it slaps, it slips. And honestly, it slept
sucks.
On.
What's up?
Do you guys know the difference between a mushroom and a chickpea?
Yeah, one's a mushroom and one's chickpea.
I think I know this joke.
I'll never let a mushroom on my face, but I'll always let a chickpea on my face.
I should have known that was coming. You said that at dinner the other day.
I sure did.
Oh, that's a great joke. I would have laughed at it more, but I've heard it already. And I feel like if you just left out the last sentence, it would have been a thinker, and then people would have been like, oh, chickpea on my face. Got it.
See, on this podcast, I like to spell things out. JUDGIES.
Our audience is what you call dumb fucking idiots.
No. Nope, just some of the hosts here are.
Oh, I just, speaking of shoehorning things in, I have been waiting for a moment to do my Kronk impression from Emperor's New Groove, because I've heard so many times about the love and disdain for the Emperor's New Groove.
Big fan over here.
I am speechless and excited. Go on.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, look, now I'm nervous, and I didn't mean to interrupt and ruin the flow, but what's a line? I got to think of a line. Hey, Yzma.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, shoot. I don't know any lines anymore.
We have to stop bringing on guests who are insanely more talented than us. We're spilling the bag. What's the phrase?
Dropping.
I don't know, but can you guys be quiet? Go again.
Oh, they're really easy to make. I don't know any other. What's a line? Give me a line. Squeak.
That's a good one. Ah, yes, the poison. The poison for Cusco.
Cusco's poison. The poison for Cusco. The poison specifically made to kill Cusco.
Yes.
That poison.
Oh, God. It's brilliant. I loved it. Thank you so much.
I'm pissed.
You're very welcome. You're very pissed.
Here's the listener submission sound.
Beep. Okay. All right.
Did she say?
I believe that was.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Pea soup.
I thought it was beso, the Spanish word for kiss, but then it started to morph into pea soup for me too. Yeah. Was that an inside joke? Is that something that's been on the
board? Listen, this is why I fucking hate our listeners, I'll say.
Why would you say that?
They just send in dog shit quality sounds, and then we have to use them because we don't get enough, and then I just have to sit here and be happy with pea soup.
I like the pea soup.
I liked it.
I also feel like
Aurora will like it.
I tried to do it like Winnie the Pooh, so that was actually...
That was take like 15.
Joshua's just fucking rude. So, listeners, we love you. Christian and I love you. Joshua's a piece of shit. We're trying to get rid of him. That's why we got Stefan here.
Oh, is this the audition? Oh, my gosh.
Nailing it. The Kronk impression really, really sealed the deal for you.
That's really all I brought to the table, and mine was only like half-baked. It was like a lukewarm pea soup, if you will.
Can we throw Josh into the abyss together? I've got
yes!
one.
Oh, that sounds so fun. Only if I can do the... What's it called? The Sparta kick?
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. I want to do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Jokes suck.
Get in that last story, Christian.
Here's the last story for you. It's a listener submission. When my ex and I were dating and living together, we got into a huge argument where he accused me of invading his privacy and going through his phone.
Ooh.
To explain my side, let me start from the beginning. I had recently bought some spandex shorts to wear around the house in underdresses and whatnot. These are the kind of shorts that volleyball players wear and are very comfortable to wear around the house.
Can confirm.
On Monday nights, my ex would invite his best friend over to watch some football. I had no problem with him coming over because he was fun to be around and I liked cooking for guests. This night, I wore my spandex shorts with a t-shirt and my ex kept complimenting me on how great my ass looked in them. I really enjoyed the compliments and said thank you each time. Later that night, when his best friend had left, my ex and I were cleaning up and I grabbed his phone to take it into our room. He had an iPhone 8, I think, that still had the home button. And so when I picked it up and you had your finger on the home button, it would open up the phone to the last application you were using. So when I picked up our phones, I ended up picking up his by the home button and unlocked the screen to see his text messages with his best friend.
Likely story.
Mind you, I never went through his phone before this because I trusted him and I never suspected him of anything. But with the screen unlocked and the text messages, I did happen to read what he had last put up in the text. My ex started the conversation stating, "Did you see how great Betty's ass looked in those shorts?"
Oh, Betty.
And his best friend replied, "Oh, I know. I would totally hit that."
Nice.
And my ex said, "Can't wait to do that myself." When I read this, I felt absolutely violated and betrayed. Mm-hmm. How can my ex talk about me like that? Like I wasn't even his girlfriend that lived with him, but just some girl he was noticing at the bar. This, of course, upset me, so I brought it up with him. I asked him, how could he say such things to his best friend and them to talk about me like that. He responded angrily, saying I was invading his privacy by going through his phone, even though I didn't go through it. And he said that all the guys talk like that and it was just guy talk.
Fuck off.
He also said I shouldn't wear those shorts in front of other guys like that, even though I was in my own home.
Now it's an issue.
Wow.
I tried to explain to him that there's a difference in him complimenting my ass privately to him pointing out how great my ass looks to all of his friends. It turned into an argument, but I could not get it through to him that normal guys do not talk about their girlfriends in that way. And we end up just agreeing to disagree. Needless to say, we broke up soon after and I moved out.
Good.
And now I'm just wondering, am I the asshole or was he?
He was.
Sent to you from Betty with the booty.
Nice end. Yeah, that's great.
Hey, come on. Only her boyfriend can talk about her like that.
Ex-boyfriend.
Oh, my bad.
Only the ex-boyfriend can.
Listen, obviously what he did was bad. You got caught snooping. Just say you're snooping. Mm-hmm. You don't got to make up this whole like, oh, he was poor and so he had an iPhone 8. And I picked it up by the phone, the home button.
I mean, even if it was just open, I mean, I'm frustrated.
Yeah.
I'm mad.
You stop Snoop lying. I mean, I think that you, one way or another, because it could happen by accident, but I don't think it did. You know.
Snoop
and
lying.
Only you know. Thank you. I don't try. If I knew any other Snoop Lions, I would recite them.
No. You can't just drop a Snoop Lion reference.
You guys are both out here dropping like it's hot.
Stop.
I haven't thought of the name Snoop Lion in like 12 years. I'm just so impressed that that was somewhere in your brain to be like, Snoop? What's Snoop? Not Snoopy the dog. That's too easy. Snoop Lion, yes. The other.
Now they can hear me roar. Yeah, it took me 287 seconds to think of that. But and I pissed myself with delight. Good thing I've got the diaper.
I mean, you fit right in. You fit right in here.
Bunch of piss babies.
Hey, certified piss baby.
There we go.
Oh, we with delight. There's so much wrong with that, I feel. And I will admit, when I was a youngster, I don't think I talked that badly. And I definitely didn't talk about a guy's girlfriend like that. But I've seen where guys talk like that. And now, you know, since I turned 12, guys can talk like that, but there are guys that don't talk like that. So the excuse of all guys talk like that is BS.
Yeah, no, and they don't.
Yeah. It's another thing of you choose your friends. You can have friends that are D-bags and you can have friends that are perfect gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this company that I have is so regal and so elegant. And, you know, we shit on each other very nicely. And we clean it off with the turd knife so that it's a supple amount, but it's not overfloweth. And I don't know where I was going with it. I just kept running.
I would like to add to that, too, that if you are friends with a douchebag man who does say stupid shit like this, that's, man, call him out on it.
Yeah.
Call him out on it and tell him to stop. Quit being a douchebag and move on.
Christian and I have the opposite little thing here where he insists that I call his wife hot in front of him. Constantly. Yeah. He never stops. Like, yeah, tell her ass looks nice today, Josh, because I haven't in 3 weeks and she's getting pissed. Someone has to.
No,
Christian Christian does all of the physical support and I do all the emotional support in their relationship.
She keeps saying, like, communicate to me. And it's like, that's what Josh is for.
Wasn't there a Scrubs episode like that where JD was like the emotional?
This sounds right.
I don't remember.
I don't know. Maybe.
I feel you should remember.
I should remember that.
Well, it's so much Scrubs content. It's difficult to have all of it in your brain. You know, it's so much to chocolate bear. But I feel also, why are you guys texting each other? Like, why? What are you doing?
That's what I was thinking.
Right next to each other.
Because they know that if they said it out loud and she heard them, they would get in trouble because it's a dog shit thing to say.
Men are a very primitive species. I feel like, and I'm not saying this is right because this is also very wrong, but instead of texting, I've seen guys be like, Nice.
That too.
And then your hands are clean. It's like you're wearing sexual harassment gloves the whole time. You take them off when you're done doing your sexual harassment. And then your hands are clean.
Put them on the highest shelf.
You don't want eczema from harassing women all day.
Women are notably shorter. It's just science. Well, and they can't reach the top shelf.
Erica, it's not even about short and height. It's because there's a glass ceiling that you can't get through.
Right. Yeah. You need some special gloves to punch through, but they're on this super high shelf.
I do feel like this brought up something, that the fact they were texting each other while together, she might have been snooping now. Now it really sounds credible. Like, you know, she would have noticed, like, they're fucking texting back and forth. What
she was
fuck?
Cooking.
Ah, sure. Then why are they texting?
It's a studio.
Okay. Fair enough.
How about that? Do you ever think about that? Me. Listen, Betty.
It's just a weird... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, Betty, you're doing great. Yeah. You did nothing
I'm glad
wrong.
You broke up with him.
With a name like Betty, how old do you think these people are? Betty sounds like a boomer name. Like,
yeah. Hopefully a fake name.
No, that's her real name. She did have her age. She was 53. Still got that fine ass, though. Just, way to go, Betty, with the booty.
Hell yeah. Get it, girl.
Beautiful. You Betty.
Live your best life. Yeah, exactly. Betty or not, here she comes.
Stop that.
Well,
just
like all of our listeners, especially the ones that wrote in today, we had to put a nice, big, voluptuous end on this podcast.
Good one.
So, Stefan, please let everybody know where they can find your stuff.
Well, where can they find my stuff? It is everywhere. But before I talk about my stuff, I want to talk about your guys' stuff and just how glorious and wonderful you all are. So welcoming, so nice. I had a lovely time just meeting you guys and chatting it up with y'all on the episode of my podcast, a comedy advice podcast. If you guys, listeners, would like to indulge in some hearty episodes, some meaty episodes, we've got some vegetarian options as well. But head on over to Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, search a comedy advice podcast, and oh man, the treasure chest will open and you can just dig your grubby little hands into whichever episode you please. I think we've got flavors for everybody. For if you're into TikTok, obviously the Judgies. Also have Jason Banks, Youth Pastor Ryan. I think there was another one. But yeah, TikTok, also Comedy Central.
If you guys interview so many celebrities, I can't. It's just they all mold in my head. Was it Jason Statham? Was it Tom Cruise?
Oh my God. Oh,
Charlie D'Amelio. I don't
know.
That
Jason Statham episode, insane.
Give me one second. Yeah, Jason. Sorry, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Jason Statham. What's your name? Have you got a towel? It's just so wet in here.
Listen.
That's all I can do.
I feel like you're doing every impression that I can do a one sentence or a one word impression of. I'm getting flustered over here.
I really knocked Josh off.
I do impressions the way Pokemon would. Like, I literally can only say the person's name. Like, I would just give, like, a Jason Statham. And, like, that's all I got.
Godfrey! You know, Godfrey!
Oh, anyway, back to you.
The TikTok, Comedy Central. I've also got Tom Papa, Lisa Lampanelli, who is part of a lot of the Comedy Central roasts, including Donald Trump and David. I was gonna say Heiselhoff, David Hasselhoff. Whose line is it anyway, folks? Colin Mochrie, Greg Proops, Brad Sherwood, and a bunch of local comedians too. I like to raise all ships and shits. And I use my poop gloves when I do. So I'm sure to be safe.
Very good.
And if you guys are in Phoenix, come see a show. I have a monthly show called Trash or Treasure. It's at the House of Comedy every month. The next one is December 14th at 7:30. So
nice.
Hell yeah.
Hopefully
you'll see and we'll put some links down in the episode notes. Mm-hmm. Make it a little bit easier.
It's so lovely. You guys are like a Tesla, just leading the way with all of those party links. It's great.
Erica, if they want to be led straight to our stuff, where could they do that at?
You can Google it.
Go over to a Comedy Advice podcast. We'll be in that description. It's going to be a whole mess.
Look for episode 297.
We're instead of doing follow for follow, we're doing description for description. So you're going to go down here and it's going to be about episode 302 or something. It'll make sense. I promise.
Yeah. But I mean, you could Google it, or you could go to Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Judgies Pod, JUDGIES Pod.
And if you had a great time, go leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Okay, guys. Thanks for listening to us four piss babies.
Hell yeah.
Aww.
Bye.
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 The judges love you.